This is Mrs. McIntosh reading Chapter 6, A Helping Paw. The next day, I tried to come up with a plan to help Benicula. I knew I didn't have much time. Benicula was looking pretty droopy. Around supper time, I started to panic. That's when I stumbled into the dining room, and there it was right in front of me, the answer to my problem, a big bowl of salad. Now, how do I get the bunny to the greens? I asked myself. I checked the kitchen. Mrs. Monroe was still working on the rest of dinner. I checked the window. The sun was setting fast. That meant Benicula would be waking up soon. I checked Chester. He was sound asleep. I went to Benicula's cage and opened the latch. As gently as I could, I took the little bunny in my mouth and carried him to the dining room. "Okay," I whispered. "There's your dinner. Go to it." Benicula's eyes opened. He looked at the salad. He looked at me. "Hurry," I said, and I gave him a little push. I didn't have to push him again. Benicula made a mad dash for the salad bowl. "That's one hungry bunny," I said. I felt very proud of my plan, but then the door crashed open. Chester had woken up. "Oh, no, you don't," Chester shrieked. He took a flying leap and almost landed on top of Benicula. The poor bunny did not know what to do. He hopped straight up into the air and came down right in the salad. Lettuce and tomatoes and carrots and cucumbers went flying. The whole family came running. "What's going on in here?" Mrs. Monroe cried. She grabbed Chester and stared at him. "First it's garlic and now it's salad? I don't know what's come over you." Chester did not even try to move.